For more than 100 years, American consumers have seen the benefits of enrichment and fortification of their foods with vitamins and minerals. Jesse Genoway with the Food Fortification Initiative explains, the goal of fortification and enrichment of food is the enhancement of nutrition.
You're getting in enough iron, enough folate, enough vitamin B12 to prevent things like birth defects, cognitive development delays, severe anemia that could lead to death for women during pregnancy or during childbirth or shortly after having a baby. There's so many positive benefits to food fortification and food enrichment.
She states the science is clear, and American consumers are the beneficiaries of the addition of vitamins and minerals to many foods. She points to the 1940s and the nutritional deficiencies which were occurring during World War II. The addition of niacin and thiamine to wheat flour nearly eliminated diseases like pellagra and beriberi. Then in the 1990s, folic acid, a form of folate or vitamin B9, was added to wheat flour in the United States to help prevent neural tube birth defects in babies.
And since then, we've seen a decrease in the amount of folate deficiency from 12% to less than 1%, which is incredible. It is considered by CDC as one of the top 10 public health achievements of the U.S.
It's estimated the fortification of flour with folic acid prevents roughly 1,300 neural tube birth defects in newborn babies each year in the U.S. Fortification and enrichment of wheat flour, helping to save and enhance lives around the world. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.